From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura, let's talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says he's making a rapid recovery from COVID-19. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The 76-year-old former mayor of New York expects to be released from the hospital soon. Calling into his own radio show, Giuliani said he decided to go to the hospital after being urged by the president's physician. He said he has been treated with dexamethasone and remdesivir, some of the same drug treatments that Mr. Trump received when he was hospitalized with the virus in early October. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump's team suffered a defeat at the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices rejected a bid to reverse Pennsylvania's certification of Joe Biden's victory in the electoral battleground. The court, without comment Tuesday, refused to call into question the certification process in Pennsylvania. First Lady Melania Trump is urging kindness during a holiday season clouded by a pandemic.
During an appearance at the Marine Corps' annual Toys for Tots drive, the First Lady invoked the name of her youth initiative.
Let's all do our part to be best in these difficult times.
Mrs. Trump suggested small acts of kindness.
Calling your friends and neighbors and making holiday cards for a nursing home can go a long way in spreading cheer and helping those struggling with change.
The First Lady also thanked men and women serving overseas in the military who won't be with their families during the holidays. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is entering the final phase of review by U.S. government regulators. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday released a positive review of the coronavirus vaccine. That review is a key step to verifying vaccine safety, effectiveness, and side effects. On Thursday, a group of independent experts will review the FDA's findings and vote on whether to recommend use of the vaccine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. A burglar in the exclusive Spanish Hills neighborhood was shot to death by Metro Police early this morning. Police were called out to a gated community on West Tropicana near the 215 just after 1 o'clock and found the burglar inside a home on Spanish Heights Drive. The suspect was about to attack the homeowner with a hammer when he was shot by officers. The burglar died at the scene. No word on how the intruder got access to the home, which is in an exclusive gated community with private security. Southern Nevada hospitals are moving closer to capacity, with some postponing elective surgeries. The Nevada Hospital Association reports COVID-19 cases now make about one-third of all hospitalized patients statewide, and more than one-third of those patients are in intensive care units. At UMC, staff members are working an extra day a week here in Las Vegas, and administrators have now shifted to caring for patients to help handle the recent COVID-19 surge. The Palazzo is closing its tower suites effective immediately. The Las Vegas Sands officials say the change is being made to better reflect occupancy patterns. The Palazzo Tower had stopped accepting weekday reservations all the way back in July.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash in the resort corridor of Interstate 15 on the south side. That is at Sahara on the right shoulder. We're also getting some slow flows there on the 515 westbound at Pecos, 515 eastbound at Main, and lane restrictions, that's 15 north and south between Craig and Cheyenne.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. The president-elect, maybe, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe Biden, has rolled out his healthcare team. Not a lot of surprises, I don't think. One of the things that he has done in releasing these nominees, some of them have really drawn fire. In fact, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana was on Fox earlier today. And, in fact, let's go to cut two if we can. Cut two is Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says that one Biden cabinet nominee will probably struggle in the United States Senate, the confirmation process. This is cut two, Senator John Kennedy.
Xavier Becerra, he's Biden's pick for HHS. We had Tom Cotton on earlier, and he said he's super progressive when it comes to abortion. He wants Medicare for all, and he says he's going to vote no. What do you say?
Other than the fact that Mr. Becerra has no health care training, other than the fact that based on his behavior, he celebrates abortion, other than the fact that he wants to take away the on-the-job employer-provided health insurance of about 190 million Americans, I guess he's fine. I'm obviously being facetious. I think he's going to have a tough time with confirmation. I don't understand this pick by Mr. Biden. I think he's going to have a tough confirmation.
Senator, do you think it's over? I mean, the president's got some hopes. Ted Cruz is queued up. If this his case in Pennsylvania can get to the Supreme Court in Georgia, the president is still really ticked off about some of the way things were done. We know, too, in Arizona, he's not giving up. And in Wisconsin, do you think he should?
Well, number one, Ted's one of the best appellate lawyers in the country. So, I'd hire him in a nanosecond. Number two, I've said all along, and I'll keep saying it, that the president has every right to say what he wants to about the election. He has every right to contest it in court. That, to me, does not undermine or degrade democracy. That elevates it. In America, when we disagree with an election, we go to court. We don't riot in the streets. At least most of us don't. We don't try to stage a coup. And this thing isn't over till it's over. And as long as the court cases are pending, it's not over.
The Supreme Court, though, ruled against the Trump campaign in one of the cases today, the U.S. Supreme Court. So more on that coming up. I want to check in a woman who is hell-bent on making change in Carson City. She is Annie Black, Assemblywoman from District 19, and she joins us. And Annie, you've been busy. I know the first day of the legislature isn't until February 1, but you've already got boots on the ground, and you're going full bore right now. You're not resting, are you?
We're not wasting any time, Kevin.
I think that's great. Now, one of the things that you have advocated for is a special session before the regular session. What kind of session would it be? Why would it be? Why do we need a special session?
I think we need a special session because Nevada's been hit extremely hard by this shutdown, the governor's shutdown. And also, I don't think that we can afford to continue to put off the impending budget crisis. So I would love to see us call a special session. I've asked Speaker Frierson to do that. I sent him a letter, I think on the 23rd. I haven't gotten a response back, but I'm still hopeful that maybe some other legislators will join me and we can get it going.
Now, if tradition holds true, you're probably not going to get a response. And if it is, it's not going to be the response you want. Republicans have been relegated to essentially potted plant status. And I'm just curious, do you think things can be different?
I think things can be different. I believe it's going to require a little bit more than just me, but I'm hopeful that some other legislators will get on board. And also, we've been putting a lot of news out. I've been sharing all this stuff with my constituents and with people throughout the state. So hopefully people will start getting on the bandwagon and pressuring their legislators to join me in asking for a special session and some of these other things. And that's what I'm going to keep working towards.
Have you run this by some of your Republican colleagues? Now, you're not going to be caucusing with the Republicans, but have you run this request by some of your Republican colleagues?
Obviously, Assemblyman Wheeler is going to be working on a bill to restrict the governor's ability to shut down the economy. So I think that folks like him would be on board. No, I haven't run it by the caucus, but I do have some support. I would think that Assemblyman Ellison, Assemblyman Wheeler, some of those guys would support this.
For those that don't follow this on a regular basis, what does it take for the legislature? It's one thing for the governor to call a special session, but what about for the legislature itself?
We would need two-thirds of the legislature to sign a petition.
Of the Assembly or of the Assembly and the Senate?
I believe it would be both houses.
Okay. And so you'd have to be working. Are you working with anybody on the Senate side to see if you can get their support?
No, I have not done that yet. I haven't.
And specifically, the idea of the budget, I think, is something that we need to be working on right now. Isn't there, at least to my knowledge, a interim finance committee that can deal with some of these financial issues?
I believe so, but it just seems like I think the last numbers I saw were around $400 million was the shortfall, and I imagine that's growing every single day. So I'm not sure what the Interim Finance Committee can do, but I do believe we need to get all the legislators up there and start talking about cutting this budget.
I know one of the things that you've done, again, joining us is Annie Black. She is Assemblywoman District 19. She's not waiting for the first gavel to fall. She already has five bill draft requests that are in. Take us through what you want the legislature, the Assembly, to deal with in this first session.
So, you know, there's obviously a lot of things I would love to work on, but I recognize and realize that this session is probably going to be primarily about the budget, and rightfully so. So we're focusing primarily on two bills. One is we're calling the Spending Restraint Act, and that basically, right now there's a rule that says the governor can't do a budget that's larger than the population growth plus inflation. And what we want to do is mirror that in the Assembly and the Senate so that the legislature would have to abide by that same restraint. The second one I'm calling the CONES Act. It's basically an anti-appropriations committee. So CONES stands for Cut Out Non-Essential Spending, which we know the governor has basically said that's how we solve all of these COVID problems. But we need to cut out any non-essential spending. And this is basically an ongoing committee that would be tasked with finding ways that we can cut spending.
Now, let me just ask, can I just interrupt you there? The governor has already sent out a directive to his department heads to cut by, what was it, 12%? 12%? And you tell me, is that enough, or is that not the way to be cutting the budget? Just willy-nilly, you know, cutting 12%.
Right. In my experience and in my opinion, all programs, all budget lines are not equal. So we shouldn't be cutting everything exactly the same. I mean, the governor, like I said, he told us some things are essential and some things are non-essential. That goes for the government as well. So I don't think that you should just cut across the board 12%.
I want to ask you about the Emergency Small Business Relief Act. Nothing has been hurt worse in this pandemic than small businesses. They're not getting the help they need. What would your BDR, your bill draft request, encompass?
So just like you said, Kevin, small businesses are getting annihilated right now. The state business license fee is $200. That doesn't sound like a lot, but for someone like me, I'm a realtor. My business license fees alone every year are close to $1,000. So, you know, it's $200 that we would take off the plate of our small businesses. And right now we're toying with a number, gross revenue of $100,000 a year, but I'm thinking of potentially raising that. I don't know. We're still fleshing some of those details out, but it would basically say that anybody under X amount of gross revenue would be relieved of having to pay that $200 state business license fee.
And I've got to ask you about just the title attracted my attention, the Slam and Jam Prevention Act. What is that about?
So I love it, right?
No, it's great. I love that.
Got to make them catchy. So it's a constitutional amendment that basically says all legislation and amendments have to be posted online and submitted 48 hours before they can be voted on. We know with things most recently like AB4 that a lot of times things get pushed through at the very last minute without legislators, let alone people, being able to read them. And so I would hope with this that we would give people at least 48 hours to look over these bills and study them and know what they are before they're voted on.
Tell me, so what have you been told as to how things work in Carson City? When you put out five BDRs before the session even begins, is that the normal way things work? Is it a matter of you put them out and then you try and solicit some kind of support in your caucus, in the Democrat caucus? Just how does this work?
So from my understanding, you basically what I've done is I've given my five BDRs, my five initial BDRs. You give a brief description of what you want the sentiment of the bill to be. And then the Legislative Council Bureau is going to get to work helping me draft these bills. And, yeah, obviously, you know, the name of the game is to try to get as much support for these as we can. Unfortunately, I realize that these bills may never see the light of day in a committee. And so what I've already been talking to my team about doing is having unofficial committee meetings in Carson City, which I'm able to do as a legislator. So we'll be able to have experts in these subject matters and people who are allies of these bills to come and testify at our committee hearings if they don't get official committee hearings. And that way, at least we get a conversation going. And it may not be this session, but maybe the next session or somewhere in the near future, we can get some traction on some of these things.
And number five, the NOTC Enhancement Act. NOTC is none of these candidates. What are you trying to do here?
So basically, none of these candidates is on the ballot. But if you were to have none of these candidates get more votes than a candidate, you would still end up with the candidate, the only candidate on the ballot. So basically, what we're trying to do here is if, in fact, the people do end up voting for none of these candidates, we would have a special election. And right now that exists in the statewide races, but I would love to see that go to the judicial races as well, where you see a lot of times where there's only one candidate in their uncontested races.
Wow. If people want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about what you're up to, whether they're in 19 or they're not in District 19, how can they find you? How can they look you up?
I would love for people to go on my website. It's electannieblack.com. It's A-N-N-I-E-B-L-A-C-K, like the color. And all my information's on there, my email, my personal cell number. I would love to hear from everybody out there and get feedback and support on all this stuff. So please reach out and follow me. And there's a lot going on all the time.
Boy, there is. And even before the first gavel has come down, you're working for the people of District 19. Annie Black, thank you so much. Always good. If I don't talk to you before the holidays, you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and here's hoping 2021 is a lot better than 2020.
Oh, I know. You too, my friend. Have a good one. Thanks.
There you go. Good lady. Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up, the president spoke today at the White House. We'll let you hear his comments. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The president spoke just a few hours ago, and this was involving Operation Warp Speed, and let me have you at least listen to a portion of the president's comments. This is cut six, by the way, cut six, and he outlined Operation Warp Speed relative to vaccines that we may see by the end of the week being injected into Americans. Here is the president.
My administration provided a total of $14 billion to accelerate vaccine development and to manufacture all of the top candidates in advance, long in advance. As a result of this unprecedented investment, we are exceedingly proud that both Pfizer and Moderna have announced that their vaccines are approximately 95% effective, which is a number that nobody expected to be able to get to, far exceeding anything that really that anybody thought. We went out and we said, what do you think a maximum would be? And I think doctors, we all came up to the conclusion that something like that would be really incredible. We have other candidates looking right now. We have some big ones that we're going to be announcing very soon. We have some companies, great, great companies out there you all know about, Johnson & Johnson and others, and they're all coming in, and they're coming in very quickly. We expect to have some news on that very shortly. And we have worked very well with the companies, but if for any reason we have any problems, we will be instituting the Defense Production Act, and we will make sure that we don't have any problems for very long. We've instituted it before. Two additional companies, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. As you know, the Johnson & Johnson's a one-dose, one-shot vaccine, so we're going to see how that works. That would be very helpful if that all came out, and I think it probably will. Also, they're showing tremendous, tremendous promise. All of them, tremendous problem. We're very hopeful that the FDA will authorize the Pfizer vaccine within days. We've got to get it moving, and Moderna vaccine almost immediately thereafter. Large numbers of tests and samples have been done, so hopefully that'll go very quickly. If authorized, tens of millions of vaccine doses will be available this month, and we'll get it distributed very quickly. We have that all set, and